Gears. Start your engines. It's a Wheelie Wednesday on 95.3 The Bull.
It's a Wheelie Wednesday. Thomas Gomez is here. Hi, Thomas.
Hey, good morning.
So we are talking racing or fighting. I'm not sure which we're going to, because they're
final
blending together
too.
Now.
Yeah, there's, everything was happening this weekend.
I saw somebody punching somebody. It was that NASCAR, Indianapolis. Tires are flying everywhere.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the tire thing. So the tire in Indy, they're going around the track. The crash happens. A tire comes off the car, clears one of the grandstands with fans in it, goes into the parking lot and hits somebody's car.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the person, I was watching an interview about this person that she's like, oh, I parked over where they said that tire landed. And she looked and she's like, oh, it's not my car. It's fine. And then someone that was a big jokester was like, no, it was your car. And she's like, no, she was in denial. And then she saw the footage and she's like, my stomach just sank. She's like, it was my car. And she called her car Snowball. So she had an attachment to her car.
I wonder, is that covered by State Farm or Mayhem? Maybe Mayhem. I went to an Indianapolis race and a tire hit your car. Mayhem.
Or Farmers, the ones that seen a thing or two.
Yeah. Well, would that be a question for you? Would you like know at least like a loose answer to that? Like, would that get covered?
I was, you know, we were talking about that. It was a big topic of conversation this weekend. And is it part of your ticket purchase that, you know, you clear yourself from any liability when you go to a track like that? But does it also clear your property in the parking lot? Because there's like, by purchasing a ticket, there's liability in that, and then that's a whole
thing. It's going to be a commercial coming soon.
I mean, why not? A team up with like State Farm and NASCAR? It makes a lot of sense.
Yep. Remember that tire? We got you.
All right, so then in NASCAR, then we have pushing and shoving and fighting again.
Yes. So there was a big the Coke 600 is supposed to take place on Memorial Day Sunday in the evening, but Charlotte was just full of rain this entire weekend. So we started the day off with Xfinity. It got rained out. They were able to squeeze the cup race in, then they went back to Xfinity. The cup race, there were some drivers getting into it. It was a long race, the longest race of the year. But the biggest thing coming out of that weekend, not only Ryan Blaney breaking a 59-race winless streak, that was exciting and huge for him, especially for Team Penske. He drives for Penske. Joseph Newgarden won the Indy 500, so Penske swept the entire weekend. So it was really kind of cool to see.
Wow.
But the on-track activity at Charlotte, we saw Chase Elliott and Denny Hamlin kind of get into it. And Denny Hamlin ran Chase up the track, and within a second, Chase decided he was going to tap his back bumper. And you could clearly see how fast that car turned left, that it was intentional, and Chase denied it. Well, come of that, NASCAR suspended him one race, so he will not be racing this weekend.
Only one race, because they were calling for him to be suspended for the season.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. I'm sorry, if you're Chase Elliott, you're not going to get suspended.
All right, so one race penalty.
One race penalty, yep. So he will not be at the Gateway this weekend.
That's coming up this weekend, then.
Yes, yep. He has a one race suspension, similar to what Bubba Wallace did to Kyle Larson, just a one race suspension.
It's so a Gateway race, was it?
Yes, Gateway. St.
Where's
Louis.
That at? Oh, are you going to that?
I am not this year. No. This is how it fell with everything. It didn't work out.
I was
going
to say, that's close enough for you to make that trek.
It is, yep. Yeah. So when you say the race is in St. Louis, everyone thinks it's in the heart of St. Louis in Missouri. It's actually on the Illinois side. So it's really kind of closer than a lot of people think.
Oh.
But last year when I saw it, it was the first year we've been there in a long time, and it was sold out. It was shoulder to shoulder. It was a packed grandstand. It was great to see. It was great racing, too. I think that was we saw Ross Chastain kind of start to see retaliation against him.
All right, so your podcast is still airing?
Yes. So right before the race airs on Sunday on Sportsman Radio 1330 and 97.1 FM, Lou and I will dive into all things NASCAR. We'll break down this penalty, especially with Chase Elliott getting this one race suspension. He's NASCAR's most popular driver, so there's a lot to talk about there. So we'll dive into that, and then we'll have the race coverage for you beginning at 1:30 on the radio, or you can catch it at 2:30 on FS1.
That's Thomas Gomez and your Wheelie Wednesday on 95.3 The Bull.